Mark Kopinski dictating email IME on May 3rd regarding Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Parkerson, P-A-R-K-E-R-S-O-N. Ryan Parkerson is a 50-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/4/20. Period. He was throwing a wet bag of linen into his truck and his foot slipped. Period. It was a slight movement, only about 3 inches while standing on gravel. Period. He did not fall or strike any body parts, but believes he injured his left hip. Period. He went to the emergency room the same day at Underwood. Period. Further evaluation and treatment, including hip replacement surgery on 3/24/21. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He had kept working through October 30, 2020, leading up to his surgery. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Parkinson was throwing a bag of linen and injured his left hip. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 10/14/20. Period. He stated 6 weeks ago on 9/4/20 he was throwing an unexpectedly heavy bag of laundry. Period. This weighed 100 to 150 pounds, and he was throwing it into his truck to the right. Period. He felt a twist and a pop in his left hip. Period. He went to the emergency room and underwent a CAT scan of the left hip. Period. He remained symptomatic since that time. Period. He had a history of a prior work-related right elbow injury 17 years ago and a work-related back injury 25 years ago. Period. He was currently working full duty. Period. Examination of the left hip revealed hesitancy and limited abduction, during which there was tenderness. Period. There was no leg length discrepancy. Period. He was limping. Period. He was diagnosed with possible labral tear of the left hip, for which an MRI was ordered. Period. This was done on 10/28/20 to be inserted here. Period. On 10/30/20, he returned to WorkNet to review these results. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph on 11/19/20, he underwent X-rays of the left hip to be inserted here. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Wu, W-U, on 12/7/20. Period. He had continued left hip pain and was ambulating with a single crutch. Period. He did have X-rays on 11/19/20. Period. He was currently out of work since they do not have any sedentary duties at his job. Period. Dr. Wu rendered a diagnosis of left hip pain, unilateral primary osteoarthritis, and avascular necrosis of the bone of the left hip. Period. They discussed treatment options, including arthroplasty. Period. However, he wanted the petitioner to lose at least 20 pounds prior to moving forward with any type of arthroplasty surgery, since his BMI was currently 40. Period. New paragraph. He did return to Dr. Wu on 2/8/21, having lost more than 15 pounds over the last several weeks. Period. At that time, he had exhausted multiple conservative measures. Period. At that juncture, they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. on 3/22/21, Dr. Zucconi, Z-U-C-C-O-N-I, did a preoperative test for acute COVID infection with nasal PCR. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Wu postoperatively on 7/12/21, having had left total hip arthroplasty on 3/24/21. Period. We are not in receipt of the operative report. Period. Dr. Bruce stated he was progressing nicely in regards to strength and function. Period. He allowed the petitioner to go back to work with modified activities. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Wu through 1/24/22, period. He was able to ambulate independently without an assistive device. There was no Trendelenburg gait pattern, but there was a mild antalgic gait pattern. Period. Dr. Wu believed he had reached a treatment plateau and recommended a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He saw Dr. Wu one more time on 1/24/22, at which time he was using a cane and working with restrictions. Period. He did have an FCE on 1/12/22, whose results they were going to review. Period. He referenced its results were in the medical chart, but they were not supplied. Period. However, he was able to perform light duty with occasional lifting up to 20 pounds and frequent lifting up to 10 pounds. Period. His effort was consistent 92% of the time. Period. He's able to climb stairs on an occasional basis and sit and stand on a constant basis. Period. He used to avoid repetitive kneeling and squatting, but could bend frequently. Period. He can lift unilaterally up to 70 pounds and push and pull up to 70 pounds. Period. He demonstrated the ability to lift 45 pounds to shoulder height. Period. He was occasionally able to climb stairs. Period. New paragraph on 10/18/21, he saw Dr. Demirgian, Demirgian, for a second opinion on the left hip. Period. He continued to have trochanteric tenderness and pain in the back of his thigh down to the front of his knee. But he was using a cane to walk. Period. He displayed an intelligent gait. Period. He had pain and stiffness with range of motion and other provocative maneuvers to the hip. Period. He reviewed x-rays that were taken about 2 months ago that showed a well-fixed, well-aligned hip replacement with no signs of failure. Period. Dr. Demirgian did not see any indications for revision. Pretty recommended formally ruling out an infection with blood work and an aspiration. Period. He also has a history involving his back, so we thought it was worth getting that reevaluated. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a hockey stick-shaped longitudinal scar at the anterior left thigh, measuring 7 inches in length. Period. On the right upper shin was a transverse scar that he attributed to a knife wound while as a child. Period. There were portal scars above the left hip scar. Period. Left hip flexion was to 40 degrees with extreme complaints of tenderness. Period abduction was 40 degrees and adduction 25 degrees without tenderness. Period independent extension, internal and external rotation were full without discomfort. Period motion of the right hip, both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period was tender to palpation superiorly about the left hip, but there was none on the right. Period hips and pelvis, he had a positive Faber's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left. Period was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period changed position slowly and with difficulty was able to squat to 60 degrees. Period. When supine, he once again had decreased range of motion about the left hip, associated with tenderness. Period. However, there were no back or radicular complaints elicited with this maneuver on either side. Period. Impressions on 9/4/20. Ryan Parkinson felt a pop and pain in his left hip while throwing a heavy wet bag of linen into his truck. Period. He did not fall or strike his body. Period. He did go to the emergency room the same day and was treated and released. Period. He followed up at WorkNet and had additional diagnostic studies. Period. These included an MRI of the left hip on 10/28/20. Period. He paragraphed Dr. Wu, then treated him conservatively, but Mr. Parkinson remained symptomatic. Period. They then pursued total hip arthroplasty. Period. Afterwards, he did well, but belatedly complained of increased symptoms. Period. Dr. Wu had him see Dr. Dermengian, who did not recommend a revision surgery at that time. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left. Period. There's decreased range of motion about the left hip associated with tenderness. Period. Faber's maneuver on the left hip elicited tenderness. Period. There was no atrophy or sensory deficit of either lower extremity. Period. New paragraph, there is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the left hip. Period. I believe this is due to idiopathic causes and not the specific incident that occurred at work on 9/4/20. Period. That event obviously was not particularly traumatic, and the petitioner's underlying avascular necrosis was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.